You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has promised to act on Australia's strawberry sabotage, pledging $1 million to fast-track recalls and increase detection measures. Strict export rules have been introduced as the needle contamination scare leaves strawberry growers in crisis and police baffled. Fruit must now be cleared through a metal detector or X-ray machine before the Federal Department of Agriculture issues an export permit. National's deputy leader Bridget McKenzie has told the ABC more workers will be deployed to help control the situation.
We're announcing as a coalition federal government $1 million to assist in this issue around the food safety contamination of strawberries. We're wanting to see more food safety officials on the ground to work with our state and territory counterparts to make sure when they request a recall that we fast track that and that we're absolutely investing in increased methods of detection.
The contamination crisis began almost 2 weeks ago when a Queenslander found a sewing needle inside a strawberry. Since then, the needles have been found in six strawberry brands: Dottiebrook Berries, Love Berry, Delightful Strawberries, Oasis, Berry Obsession and Berrylicious. There have been reports of sewing needles or other metal spikes in berries from around the country, and also in apples and bananas in what's believed to be copycat cases. Sydney mother Camilla DiCarlo has told Channel 7 she found a needle in an apple when peeling it for her child's lunch.
That just freaked me out because I'm thinking, my daughter normally just grabs and just bites into apples.
New South Wales Police Detective Superintendent Denny Doherty has described the scare as an act of treachery, warning those responsible could go to jail.
In relation to the motivation, in relation to these offences, we still haven't have any confirmed motivation or reasons why a person would want to do this. But all investigations have been treated as genuine. However, any incidents of self-contamination or suspected copycat incidents impact on the industry and are very unhelpful to authorities and will be treated as food contamination, which again is a serious offence which carries 10 years jail.
Images have been published online of trucks dumping thousands of strawberries to be ploughed back into the ground. The Queensland strawberry industry says some trade partners in Russia and Britain are planning to block Australian imports, while New Zealand announced this week it would take Australian-grown berries from its supermarket shelves. Australian growers need consumer support now more than ever, Senator McKenzie told the ABC.
We've got over 260 strawberry growers across the nation. It's a $500 million industry and it's a significant export industry. So we've seen some devastating images over the last week of strawberries being dumped. We produce over 800,000 punnets of strawberries a day. And when you think about the tiny amount of contaminated strawberries that we've seen, over this past week, it's important to sort of put that in perspective. And as the growers say, cut us up, don't cut us out. And I think Australians always back our farmers. We've been doing it in spades with respect to the drought, and we now need to get behind our strawberry growers.
Queensland Strawberries Growers Association Vice President Adrian Schultz says amid the growers' devastation, there has been a sliver of hope from the government's announcement.
You know, we've been through a fair bit, but it looks like hopefully it's turning around now, and with the support from the government and the public, we can move on.
State governments in Western Australia and Queensland are offering a $100,000 reward for any information that leads to the prosecution of those responsible for the contamination. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.